Akdosha describes in Parshas Emor the counting of Sfiras Haomer one way, and then there's another description of Sfiras Haomer in Parshas Re'eh. And the differences between the two, Balei Halacha made a big deal about it, but everything that has an idea in Halacha also has a pnimius that's behind it as well. If you read carefully in Parshas Emor there, the Torah uses a very funny lashon in terms of counting. Usvartim lachem imachars haShabbos. Chazal darshin shetei sfira kol echad lecha. There's a chiyuv for every single person to do sfiras. Al pi chasidus, it's beautiful. Even though normally we have shemei ha'kainah, so why should that be that everybody has their own? Normally kriyas ha'tera, everything else we do have shemei ha'kainah. By hagadah v'pashtus, you also have shemei ha'kainah. Vas is epis with the sfiras ha'aimer that you have dafke shetei kol echad lechad. So the avoida of every yachid is a different avoida. In other words, in Sfira, as we're going to see from the Alter Rebbe, when it comes to Sfira, that every single person's Sfiris, it's not just Netzach Shebegvura, and it's not just V'chule V'chule, Klolistic of things. It's how it relates to us who are saying it. And hence, it's Shetei L'Kol Echad V'Echad. What's interesting is if you compare it to Parshas Re'eh, it's the Chandrish. In Parshas Re'eh, if you take a look, there it doesn't say Svartan Lechem Shetei Sfira L'Kol Echad V'Echad. Take a look. In Perek Tzayin Pasuk Tes, it says Shiva Shavuos Tispar Lach. It speaks about you, Klal Yisrael, as a rabbin. So it's clear Al Pi Chasidus that when we're doing Sfiras Haomer, we're not doing one thing; we're doing two things at once. There's two different avoidas, which we're going to be ma'arich on a lot. There are two different avoidas of Sfiras Haomer. One that starts off as Svartim Lachem, Shetei L'Kol Echad V'Echad. Another is Tispar Lach. That's a So didn't all of Klal Yisrael. What is this? The differences between these diyunim. So Shemi Shmuel and Dvarim in Amud Chaf Hey brings out the following yisoid as far as the counting of Parshas Emor. He points out that there are other differences between Emor and Re'eh. That in Emor, it's the counting makes no mention of Chag Shavuos. What's the counting of Parshas Emor? The counting is towards the Vikravta Mincha Chadosh Lashem. It's going from the Karban Omer to the Shtei. The Shtei Halechem. Says the Shem Yishmuel, the Avoid of Sfiras Haomer, and the Alter Rebbe is going to be Ma'arich on this as well, says that the Avoid of Sfiras Haomer is for a person to go from his Omer, from his Meichel Behema, to a Tikkun in the Shtei Halechem, to purify himself from into Chitim. And that's, we're arguing, is Avoida on the plane of Kol Yochid V'Yochid. It's an Avoida in every Yochid. Not only that, there's another difference. What are you counting? The Beis Halevi has a nafkamina la'alacha. He points out that in Parshas Re'eh, it only talks about counting weeks. Shiva Shavuos Tisfarlach. It only says, look at the psukim, it only says counting weeks. In Parshas Emor, it says Tisbru Chamishim Yoim. So in halacha, there are nafkaminas. The Beis Halevi's mechadesh, if a person misses a day at the end of each week, when he's soon coming up to the 28th day, then in the 28th day, you can count with a bracha. But the pnimius of it is also is Dvar Mamukim. And that is, there's Tzvei Bazundar Esfiris. Parshas Emor, Parshas Re'eh. What's the difference between them? That somehow, Parshas Emor, for some reason, we have the emphasis of the Yoim. Somehow the Yoim is connected to the Karban. And in Parshas Re'eh, there's no the emphasis is not mentioned. The Yoim is not mentioned. It's mentioned as Dafka, the Shavua. What's the Chiluk Alpi Kabbalah between a yoim and a shavua? The chiluk is that the smallest component of time in Briyas Ha'olam is a yoim. The biggest component of time in Briyas Ha'olam is a shavua. So Parshas Emor is the smallest period of a count, and Parshas Re'eh is the ultimate count. Oh, maybe that's the difference between the double avoid and Sfiras Haomer for us. What's the double avoid for us in Sfiras Haomer? One is the Tikkun HaMidus and that the Shem Yishmol described, which we'll see that the Alter Rebbe is Ma'arichin as well. And then there's another avoid. That's in terms of Mincha Chadosha. It doesn't say anything about Chag Shavuos. Why is Shavuos called Chag Shavuos, not called Chag Tikkun HaMidos? Because Kabbalah's HaTorah, it's not just simply a Chag Tikkun HaMidos. It's not the Tikkun HaMidos of every single Yachid, but the Tanai of Kabbalah Satorah is to be a Chelik of Klal Yisrael. To be a Chelik in something that's Koilel HaKol. What's Koilel HaKol? Shavua. And that's why Shavuos is called Chag Shavuos Lashem Elokecha. So it's a two separate, every time we're doing a Sfira, we're doing two Avodas. One is an Avodah on the Tikkun Amidas, and each person has to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh and Tikkun Amidas Kedai. Rabbi Daniel Fisher, what's his name? Well, you know what I'm talking about. Sefer Sfartim Lachem. Rabbi Daniel Frisch. Rabbi Daniel Frisch is an amazing, amazing job. Every day he spells out how the spheres are supposed to be misaking practically. Whoever doesn't have it, it's a Shulchan Aruch and Sfira Saimer. You can't not. How could a person not take a look at every once in a while? To do it every day is very, very hard. So that's you have to be a real, real Ben Aliyah. It's not what I am. But every once in a while to open it up, every once in a while for a person to open up and say, Imamish gives us practical... My mamish mean like that as a Shulchan Aruch. He gives us very, very practical advice of what's something to think about for today. Pashut, something to think about, not just to come in and think about a svara about whether a Moed B'Miktzas is like this or a Moed B'Miktzas is like that. For sure, that's the Ikur. The Kotzke Rebbe on Rosh Hashanah, what did he do before Tzvi'ah Shofar? Glenn Tzoyz! That's what the Kotzke Rebbe did. Because he's afraid everybody was up in the skies. They weren't really being Amal B'Torah. For sure. For sure, that's the ultimate in being amal in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah Yoyimim V'Layla, but not to go through it like a goylem, not to go through the day like a goylem, for a person to make a cheshbon what the sphere is all about. So these are the two bechinas of the sphere of Sa'imer that we have. In Kainim Advarim, that there are two spheres that we're making. And the second sphere is accounting towards Chag Shavuos, towards Kabbalah Satayra. Let's try to be medayik a little bit in the words of the Alter Rebbe in the Torah. I have to tell you that it's not my Maser is Gur Amshinov. I'm not so used to the, but all Sifrei Chassidus are beautiful. But I'm not a mumch in the Svarim. But I opened it up and I saw a beautiful idea that's connected to the Shem Mishmua. He says a beautiful yisoid, and Masber in his words, and we'll see it connects back to these two spheres. Zok de Torah or kihine ksiv v'hachayos rotzo v'shov. The pasuk in Yecheskel in Perek Aleph describes that the chayos srofim v'ifanim v'chayos hakodesh, they're rotzo v'shov. They go up and they come down. Shelamala hakol. B'bchinas rotzo v'shoyv. The ultimate is the bechina of someone who's rotzo v'shoyv. U'kmoy kein Pesach, who bechinas rotzo, u'shvuas who bechinas shuv. When it comes to Pesach, Pesach is all about running. We were ma'arichin this in the past. That's absolutely amazing on a very simple chassidish level. The Rebbe here is talking on very high madrigas, but on a very, very simple level for us simple people, it's striking. Pesach is a yomtiv that's full of meisim. It's mamish running. Bichipazim pshuta kimashmai. It's a yomtiv that's full of meisim. Constantly running for the, and at kedekach we were ma'arich in shirim lahalacha that even if you get out of bedikas chametz, the halacha is mechayiv you bedikas chametz. Even though technically you shouldn't have to have bedikas chametz. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to do bepeula. Zok the Alter Rebbe Yitzias Mitzrayim shu bichipazim. Why? Ki oz, I'm reading from the Maimer Sfartim Lachem. Let me just give you the exact. And nowadays they made it, they put it together so beautifully. The Maimer itself is in Likutei Torah, Parshas Emor Daf Lamed Hei. So he says like this: Ki oz haya hazgailus alakus memala, ki mamer ad shenigla aleim melech malcha emlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'golam. So there was a tremendous rush that came out. Now, Rabbi Yisai, if you think about it, every single one of us, when we go through a process of avoda, when we get a tzairus to go up a madrega, we won't talk about now chas v'chalil, when we get a tzairus to fall down a madrega. But when we get to a tzairus to be malav a madrega, there's always al pi chasidus, there's always a pichin of chipozan, that there's a tremendous excitement. Excitement to go to Uman, right? Excitement, some type of excitement. Excitement of the Iloha. That's the Bechin of Yitzias Mitzrayim. He says, but lo asid, ksiv kiloy bechipazan tseitzu. This is the Pasuk in Yeshayo. Shiloye bechunas nipazan. Lo asid lovoy, it's not going to be b'chipasin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring it. The Rebbe time is, it's not going to be a b'china of b'chipasin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting everything in its appropriate place. Avu yimitzias mitzrayim hoye b'chipasin. So every single one of us on Pesach was supposed to experience this b'china of b'chipasin. His oirus. Now with the his oirus, that's the lashon of ratzui. And be'emes, it's muchrach in the psukim in Shir HaShirim, what the Rebbe is saying. One of my favorite psukim in all of Tanakh, Moshcheni acharecha nerutza, v'yani ha-melech hadorav nagilo v'nismachavach. Moshcheni, that pasuk is in reference to Klal Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim, and Shir HaShirim is the Megillah of Pesach. Moshcheni acharecha nerutza, where there's a Isairus, automatically there's Narutza. And so the Rebbe Tainis, that this is Ratzui Vishav. That it's Ratzui. It's a person that's tremendous excitement to go up, to reach up great places in heaven. Now, what's interesting is, the Sfiras HaOmer is Dafka in a Bechina of Vishav. What's meant us? What does it mean that the Bechina is Bechina of Vishav? So, towards the end of this maimer, he says like this. He says, and I'll fit in beautifully in the psukim what we saw from the Shem Yishmuel. V'ine kol ha-nizker le'el shu b'chinas ritzu. He goes on for a few prakim discussing the b'china of running on Pesach. But this is eino elo le'nefesh o le'kis bilvad. Rabbi Yisai, we have a nefesh o le'kus that desires for a tremendous iba'ah, and that's what we're ma'ir with in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shehi b'pchinas golos b'soich Mitzrayim. It felt like when the Yetzer Hara has us, then it's mamish golos. There's a desire to escape. Moshcheni acharecha narutza v'yani ha-melech hadorav nagila v'nismechavach. But that's a nefesh alikus. However, the Rebbe says, Eino ela nefesh alikus b'vad. That's only nefesh alikus that's talking. The desire to escape. The neshama wants to escape from Mitzrayim. Avo nefesh ha-bahamis mikol mokoim hu roitz alecho kemaisit. What happens? He runs, he escapes. Ratzu! The neshama escapes, but you know what he leaves behind? He leaves behind the guf. The Bechina of Matan Torah, it's what the Rebbe describes come as his oirus that's coming from what? From below, that the Nefesh HaLukus wants to escape. That's Ratzu. Shov, as the Rebbe is going to, he described Ma'arich on this in another place as well, Shov is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a Matana from above, and he's Mitzaref, the Nefesh HaLukus, with the chomrius of the person. Ukedei lekabel as hatayra shugilu ritzani yisbarach kaviyachol lamata. But in order to be mekabelit, so again, this oirus of Pesach is this oirus ditatoa, the desire for the neshama to escape. And that's the bichipazon. And he rushes away. The neshama, when he gets that moment, he runs away, he escapes. And that was the nefesh. Let's keep in mind. Let's be meduyik even in the lashon of psukim. That's the nefesh elokecha. That's the nefesh elokus. We're going to be meduyik in a moment in the psukim. That's the nefesh of elokus. But in order to be mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's taira, it's not enough. It's not only rotzel, it also has to be shav. What is shav? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the person a matana mi'ilah, and that's the his oiruz di'ilah, that sends down the Koyach HaTorah into this world. How do we get that? With the double sphere, as we spoke about. Ukedei lekabel as HaTorah shu gilui ritzani yisparach aviyach lamata. But in order to be shayich to this, hutzruch liyus mikoydim b'chinas bitul nefesh ha-bahamis gamkein. There needs to be the bitul nefesh ha-bahamis. That's the avoid of Sfiras HaOmer, where he's mevatel the part of his goof, that's the nefesh ha-bahamis, which is, of course, represented in the Karban Omer. Now, Rabbeisai, what's the lashon of Korban Omer in Parshas Emor? Let's take a look back. What has it described in Parshas Emor? In Parshas Emor, what's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's used? We could be moistened into what the Rebbe is teaching us. In Emor there, it says, V'ikrafto mincha chadosh el Hashem. It's not Elokus. What's in Parshas Re'eh? In Parshas Re'eh, what's the avoida of Chag Shavuos? Lashem Elokecha. The Chag Shavuos Lashem Elokecha. It's a tziruf of two bechinas. The Rebbe continues, Hutzrach lios mikoidem bechinas bitul nefesh habam is gamken. And that's exactly what the Shem Yishmael was saying is the counting of Parshas Emor. The Svira of Parshas Emor is a person making a cheshbon, how, in the initial stages, whenever there's a big hisoirus, then there are parts of the klipas that are still left there. They quote from the Sefer Or Torah, Ki kidei sheyucha liyos hagilu demata mamish, harei I efshe liyos gilu zeat shivur hara. It's not enough for a person to have Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza. Maybe I like it because I feel for Shana Aleph boys, Shana Bet boys, that's the theme, Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza. And it's the Zrizus, it's the Bechipazen. But to be Zeichet for Kabbalah Satayra, it's not enough only to go with the Klal. It's not enough only the Sphira of Parshas Re'eh, of Chag Shavuah, it's the Shavuah that's Koilel HaKol. That's not going to be enough. It's not enough just to be connected to the call. What happens? When a person's connected to the call, he jumps with them. There's a tremendous excitement. But what is the other sphera? The other sphere is V'ikrav te mincha chadosh el Hashem that the Shem Yishmael said. That's the sphera of every single person. U'svartem lochem shetei sphera l'kol echad v'echad. And that's the Shav of Shavuos that the Alter Rebbe says. That's the Shav of Shavuos. And he concludes, V'alidei ze achakach ha'idei ha'sviris oimer ho'yu hamshachos makifim milmalo lamata lo'oimer. That's the bechina of taking of the hanaf of the oimer. V'zehu ha'yoyim yoyim echa lo'oimer. Yoyim hu bechinas chesed. The word yoyim in Chasidus is chesed, kmo shekosuv, yoimam yitzav Hashem chazdoi. V'haynu b'chinas chesed el yoyin lahamshich milimala malo l'b'chinas oimer. So what's the lashon? When a person says, hayoyin yoyim echad oimer, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yoyim is b'chinas chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a tremendous chesed. We messed up on a certain level. Even in our redifus for ruchnius, what happened? It was a beautiful thing. It was Narutza, but there were things that were left behind. So Bechesed Elyon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. On the one hand, you have to be a chelik of the klal, and Narutza is very important, and it's called Chag Shavuos, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Kegel Har Kish Echad B'Leiv Echad. But to truly be Mayri the Shuv of Kabbalah Satayra, then he has to be ma'ala the nefesh ha-bahamis as well. He's not going to be ro'ui for Kabbalah Satayra as a yochid, as a klal, as part of klal Yisrael, he will be zaycha. But as a yochid, so mashcheni acharecha narutza, the roots of Pesach, the lashon that the Rebbe started with, which I'm not sure where he came from, but I'm sure it's based on soidi soidis, v'achayos ruach v'shov. Ratzu v'shav, excuse me. Achayos ratzu v'shav. This bechina of ratzu is not the end of it. It's not only running up. It has to be b'shav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to reciprocate. He has to give back. He's going to give back to Klal Yisrael again at Matan Torah in a few more weeks. But whether we're going to be zaych as a yachid to be mekabel that in our ratzu, we're starting from a holy place already. We're starting from Ashcheni Acharecha Narutza. But in that ratzli, to be zocha, to be a kli kabbalah for shav, then a person has to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him a tremendous chesed. Yoyma mitzav Hashem chazdoi, v'haynu b'chesed el yoyin lahamshich milemala malo l'pchinas oimer, kidei shiye bitul haratza minefesh b'hamis gam kein dafka. V'zehu svartem lochem. It fits in beautifully with the diuk that we said from the Shem Yishmuel. We're being medayik u'svartem lochem. Haynu lahamshech ha'oras ha'makifim. Lochem means the ha'oras ha'makifim that are related to you. And the Rebbe concludes, tamshichu lochem al yidei sviras ha'omer sheva shavosos sheheim memtes midas. Bezer Hashem will be zaycha during this tkufa of sviras ha'omer, not only for Ratzui, which many Talmidim and many Avrichim already progressed on, but also the Bechina of Shav. And that's the harder Avodah. The easier Avodah is the Avodah of the Hisoirus. But how we go about the Tikkun HaMidas, that Kaddish Baruch Hu loves us if we work on being Mesak in one small thing. And for that, we could be Zaycha to be Mekabel Torah. The other tonight we mentioned in Musar, is for a person to make sure that he's a chelik in Klal Yisrael. We spoke about in Musar, not to be mafki himself, chas chalila, from any of the shishim ribuy of the neshamas, the shishim ribuy of the oisiyah shebetayra, v'chulei v'chulei. And if a person is willing to make himself a kli kabbalah of ratzoi v'shav, then we'll be zeicha through the tikkun amidas to an emes kabbalah satayra.